There were too few transactions to trend on Thursday, but cash fed cattle prices this week so far are mixed. And there were 1.6% fewer beef cows in Canada July 1st than a year earlier. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 26th of August. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 95 cents higher Thursday, strengthened by lower corn futures. Grain futures softened with likely profit-taking. Corn futures closed mostly 4 to 8 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 16 to 25 cents lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 19 cents higher, except for an average of 15 cents lower in the front three contracts. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are steady to a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $142 a hundredweight, generally steady to a dollar lower in Nebraska at $145 to $148, and $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $146 to $148. Dressed prices in Nebraska are $1 to $2 lower at $232 to $233. Dressed prices in the Western Corn Belt last week were $234. Choice box beef cutout value was 71 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $263.54 a hundredweight. Select was 8 cents lower at $237.54. Calves and feeder cattle sold mainly steady to higher at the trendable weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steady undertones were noted at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 3,862 head. Steers weighing 1,000 to 1,100 pounds sold $2 higher, and heifers weighing 850 to 950 sold $2 to $4 higher. At Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, steers weighing 600 to 650 pounds sold $4 higher and then steady to a dollar higher at 650 to 950 pounds. Heifers weighing 450 to 550 sold $5 to $7 higher, steady to $2 higher at 550 to 650 pounds, and $5 higher at 750 to 800 pounds. However, heifers weighing 650 to 750 sold $2 to $4 lower. There are 3,485 head on offer. Also in Kansas, at Winter Livestock in Pratt, steer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $7 to $15 higher. Steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold steady to $3 lower, but $2 to $4 higher at 800 to 950 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 950 sold $3 to $6 higher, but heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. There are 3,159 head on offer. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, there are 3,153 head. Feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher, and feeder heifers traded $1 to $3 higher. Steer calves sold mostly steady to $5 higher, while heifer calves sold $3 to $5 lower. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold steady at Paris Stockyards in Kentucky, where there are 1,248 head on offer.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Thursday. Support included fewer weekly initial unemployment insurance claims than expected, as well as a slight improvement to the previous quarter's GDP. Initial unemployment insurance claims were 2,000 less week to week at 243,000 for the week ending August 20th, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. As for domestic GDP, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis revised its second quarter estimate to a decline of 0.6% versus the decline of 0.9% in the initial estimate. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 322 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 58 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 207 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from $1.98 to $2.37 lower through the front six contracts. There were 34.9 million beef cows in the U.S. and Canada July 1st, according to the semiannual United States and Canadian Cattle Report from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. That was 812,000 head fewer than a year earlier, or 2.3% fewer. The beef cow inventory was 750,000 head fewer in the United States at 30.3 million head. That was down 2.4%. And in Canada, it was 62,500 fewer, or 1.6% less, at 3.7 million head. Beef heifers retained for replacement in Canada of 622,100 head were 49,500 head fewer, or 7.4% less than a year earlier. In the United States, there were 150,000 head fewer beef replacements, or 3.5% at 4.1 million head. Total cattle inventory in Canada of 12.3 million head was 355,000 head fewer, or 2.8% less than a year earlier. Total U.S. inventory of 98.8 million head was 2 million head fewer, or 2% less. And the combined total cattle inventory in the U.S. and Canada was 111.1 million head, which was 2.3 million head less, or 2.1% less year over year. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 26th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.